You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM each and every Friday from 7 to 8 o'clock. Oh, hold on. Check that. Tonight, 7 to 8:30, making a gradual progression to a two-hour show within the next week or two. It's me, Houtman, Knuspe, and the Zipperman coming up in just a moment. Another edition of the Verbal Extravaganza that is Conversation Digest up in just a few moments. Big time news. We got an interview coming up in just a bit. We'll tell you more after this. Open those phone lines, Knuspe, 845-7084. We are Conversation Digest. We are the gateway to your weekend, the only show in north central Wisconsin where if we're not on, you don't notice. Or whatever. We are to radio what carrots are to Bugs Bunny. Am I right, K-Man? Knuspe?
Exactly.
Sorry, I apologize. If you want to check out our archive radio programs, go to FamousAshtray.com.
What was that again?
FamousAshtray.com. We have archived radio episodes from the past year or so. We've been on WNRBLP for approximately 2 years. In fact, our ceremonial anniversary date is somewhat
September or
soon. September
October?
September of next month, if I'm not mistaken. We've been on here for 2 years.
Oh, man.
I think that there are other shows that have been on equally, but I think that we're one of the few talk shows that have been on as long as that has been on.
Are we the longest talk show?
No, Dr. Wrench been on for about as long.
Hmm.
Big time.
Forgot about that.
Big time progression for our show, and maybe the station, if in fact it works out, there will be a communication process going into effect whereby we introduce the idea for a live stream, so that if you're out of Wausau, the four blocks surrounding WNRBLP that carries the signal. Perhaps you can go ahead. Well, that helps with that. Wow. My headphones now work.
Yeah, my ears don't have to hurt now.
All right. A live stream where you could listen to it anywhere in the world, so long as you have the internet. And that segues into one of the stories for tonight's program. Once again, we're airing for an hour and a half until 8:30 tonight.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we will get off the air and get ready for the third of four preseason games played by the Green Bay Packers. That would be my priority, aside from several adult beverages. Anywho, so a story
How
about...
How many several?
7 to 10. Maybe 3, or 2 or 1. Story tonight about how your emperor, Obama, may in fact try to seize control in the event of a cyber attack of the private internet industry. But that story will be up in a bit. Also, a big interview coming up with Mr. Bill Zeitz, who is one of the speakers at tomorrow night's tea party at the Rothschild. Wait a minute, that already happened. The Pavilion, that was the other day.
What's this called then?
This is a 400 block tea party. And he'll be up at 7:15 in just about 10 minutes here. But before that, we'll play Fractional History.
Oh, that's the triumphant return of Fractional History.
Yes. It's been away for a while, but it will be back.
Back with a blast.
I am Chad Houtman. Knuspe is here. And
what
the Ziffelman. What's going on, Ziffelman?
Not too much, just finishing up the small details of Zuffman's Corner.
Okay, so as you might have surmised, if in fact you have the imagination to do so, or at the very least a good listening capacity, just an absolutely action-packed show tonight. I'm at a loss for
How
words.
Much action?
Well, we've got a lot going on. That's why we're actually extending this to an hour and a half tonight, and within the next few weeks, it will be extended to the original two-hour-long program that we used to have.
Yeah, get ready, people.
Each Friday night. Now, and also, if you're looking for a show that plays the music, not the big hits on the top 40 station, but rather the hits that are never hits. In other words, the non-corporate radio. Actually, it's not radio music, is it? It doesn't get played on the radio. Martial
not
Law
usually.
Is on at 10 on Friday nights. Just shortly after we get off the air, and he plays the music that is anti-big-time corporate radio. Now, I have no problem with big corporations, as I tend to believe, in something altogether different. But Marshall Law is original with his antics. He is the missing link in underground radio, therefore he calls it underground radio. And, you know, he spells law with two W's on the end, by the way.
Well, that's the way you have to do it.
So that's on at 10, and then after that, midnight, where you will have another 2 to 2.5 hours to drink your adult beverages before you're escorted out via the taxi or a stretcher, or whichever comes first. Okay, why don't we go ahead and just get our first feature of many out of the way. Here's Fractional History, coming up in just a bit. The interview with Mr. Bill Zeitz, that'll be up at 7:15, and after that, much, much more, including the Ziffman's Corner on Conversation Digest.
Stephen Hawking, American hero. Young Stephen was born, like most people are, in a garage full of windows. The entire town was there to see. Goats, lions, zebras, and even an elephant came to watch this event. Stephen grew up, and once turned a box of atoms into a My Little Pony. He grew impatient with that skill, turning everything and anything into My Little Ponies. He had, he thought, the My Little Pony of the King Midas disease. He had doctors and physicists come and stick needles in him, drawing out DNA, and lots of it. He needed to be injected with robot DNA, or RNA, as it's called. Once that happened, he grew 10 times his previous size and wrestled with Andre the Giant, body slamming him onto the top of Hulk Hogan so hard that he knocked over some VLTs, video lottery terminals, in the lobby, which quickly made him a millionaire, as no one wanted to get in the way of a 50-foot-tall robotic Stephen Hawking. Every year he would climb the Empire State Building during an electrical storm to power up for the following year. As he climbed the Empire State Building, this huge Kong of the donkey variety climbed to the top and was stomping, throwing down barrels, and being a grade-A jerk. "Bollocks to this," he said in his obviously American accent. "I hope these barrels aren't made of ice," he thought. But those hopes were the least of his problems. The moon was falling to Earth. "Oh boy," he stated. Stephen Hawking punched the moon, and it went back to its original place. In 1991, Stephen Hawking died. All came and mourned. To this day, the Empire State Building flies his pants on November 10th. National Stephen Hawking Pants Day. All encouraged to go the entire day without pants, just like he did. This was Fractional History, and now you know the truth for real.
Each and every Friday, making its triumphant return to Conversation Digest after a 7 or 8 month sabbatical.
Whoever that guy was doing that voice, he's sexy.
Whereby which the Fractional History spokesperson gathered information about history and then fractionalized it. Fractional History, each and every Friday, we will be playing that from now on, I believe.
Yeah.
On Conversation Digest.
Getting some good features in from random people.
Yeah. Studio lines are now open, 845-7084. However, if you phone in between 7:15 and 7:25, you will be politely ignored because we will be focusing on our interview.
They won't be able to get through because
I will say on the air, I'm politely ignoring you. No, they won't, because the Ziffelman's going to answer that phone call on his cell phone. So then I'll just politely say on the air, "I'm sorry, we must politely ignore you. We are on Conversation Digest live with an interview with Mr. Bill Zeitz, who will be talking. He is speaking at tomorrow night's tea party. And whether or not you can irrationally explain why you would not be there or why you would be, it's going to be a good interview. I anticipate it because I'll be asking questions."
From your mouth?
Whichever way that would go. Well, what else would I ask questions with, Kanuspi?
You could sign it.
I don't sign. I just provide a verbal extravaganza.
That is part of the reason why I was labeled as
a wordsmith. Theater of the mind, we are here on this Friday evening with the inclement weather outside those cloud formations. By the way, what we saw on our way to the studio this evening. I saw a man drop a hot dog while walking a dog. The dog, pardon my language, had just licked its posterior. A moment before, the gentleman had stopped. He was wearing a Brett Favre Vikings jersey, and the dog had been licking its rear quarters. The dog then proceeded to walk. The guy then dropped his hot dog. It fell on the ground. The dog, which had just licked its hindquarters, then licked the hot dog momentarily. And despite the fact that it was well within the five-second rule, I was much disgusted because the guy ate the hot dog that the dog had just licked after it licked its hindquarters.
I almost threw up when I saw that.
Then the guy that was in that manhole cover, what was he doing down there?
I'm not sure exactly what he was doing down there, but he lifted up the manhole and just looked out and with some piercing eyes.
There were some cones around to keep people from driving over that, which usually tends to lead to comic situations where someone's in a manhole and people are driving over the manhole and then the person sticks their head out. Like when those pop-up things, where the gophers, you hit it with a hammer.
Oh, whack-a-mole?
Whack-a-mole, yes. When I was a kid, I thought that was pronounced whack-a-mole.
Like guacamole. It's like, hey, maybe we can put this on some food.
There was a few other things we saw aside from that, and most of which dealt with the weather, the puddles, and little kids. I saw this last week, and mothers getting angry with their kids. There were the three kids that had jump ropes, and they were jumping in the puddle, splashing each other and laughing, and then one of them had a squirt gun. It was okay when they got each other wet via the puddle, but then when the one kid shot the other kid with the squirt gun, the kid got angry and started crying. So then I asked myself, why is it okay to get wet via the puddle, but not wet via the squirt gun?
The puddle is by nature, otherwise the squirt gun's just by some jerk kid.
So we're looking at it from an environmental standpoint.
Yeah.
Mother Nature can get us wet.
Yeah, she can drop all the rain on you she wants, but if some jerk squirts you with a gun, you're like, no, stop it!
Well, I guess that makes some sense. If the kids are looking at it that way, I think Mother Earth needs to apologize for the puddles.
I'm sorry, Holtman.
Well, that's God that talks to me like that.
Oh.
Coming up in just a bit after our interview, which hopefully will be in a long line of interviews from now on. It would be nice if we had more interviews on the air here. There will be more information about the lack of funding going towards Habitat for Humanity. So sorry, homeless people. And I predicted this would happen,
In the Capitol. They can go live in the Capitol basement.
They could live in the Capitol basement of Madison because they live there during the day and then they're ushered out. Just if you want to hear our episode primarily focused on the Capitol in Madison, homeless people living in the Capitol building, go on to FamousAshtray.com. It's all archived right there.
What was that again?
FamousAshtray.com.
That's a good website.
Coming up in 7:15 after the hour, in just a moment here, we'll have Mr. Zeitz.
Maybe we'll get a phone call.
And then after that, it's all up in the air there.
Think he's going to stand us up?
It's a possibility. Maybe we'll be like the 18-year-old girl on prom night, waiting for the guy with, she presumes, a bouquet of flowers, a box of chocolates, and no evil intentions whatsoever.
Did he buy her dinner?
No, there is no dinner.
Not yet, at least?
He doesn't like it when she eats. He thinks it goes right to her thighs.
Well, that's a place where it shouldn't go.
Okay, and live right now via the phone, we've got Mr. Bill Zeitz.
Hello?
Broadcasting live from Merrill, Wisconsin, where he resides.
There you go. Let me put you on speakerphone here.
And like I said, here on WNRBLP's very own Conversation Digest, we hope to start bringing more insightful people via the phones. Hello, Mr. Seitz. How are you this evening?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm excellent. I haven't met you before, but you're the Ziffelman's father.
Okay. I'm not familiar with that, but I guess I am.
Oh, okay. Well, that's just his on-air persona. It's just what the listeners know him by. What are you doing this evening? Are you prepping, I hear, for the tea party tomorrow night? Or tomorrow during the day? What time is that at?
The tea party tomorrow will be at 3:30, and it's at the 400 block of Wausau, across from the Grand Theater. It's being put on by a number of individuals that call in to the 55 Feedback Show, which is WSAU's show that runs 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and the purpose of the tea parties, of course, are to prevent the tyranny that is coming down upon the American people and our beloved republic.
It's not working.
And consequently, what we're encouraging people to do would be come out tomorrow. There are going to be some featured speakers, each for 5 minutes, of which I'm going to be one. And then the audience will have an opportunity to exercise their First Amendment rights and come up to the microphone, and you will have an opportunity to say what's on your mind for a two-minute talk.
Okay, now some would say, and nobody on this program would say this, but that these tea parties and other town hall meetings that relay directly with the universal health care, that they're all being ran, if not ruined, by those who are just naturally opposed to this current administration, that they're just trying to create trouble, that they're all conservative Republicans. If someone said that to you, what would be your response?
Well, I guess I would call myself a basic conservative in social values, but beyond that, I'm not a Republican. We've just gone through 8 years of so-called conservative Republican administration under George W. Bush, okay, and he was what we would call, what I would call, what a constitutionalist would call a neocon, someone that hides behind the label of conservatism, but yet is working very strongly and very heartily to impose on our republic a new world order. This new world order has nothing to do with conservative politics. It has only to do with the establishment of global control over everybody in the planet and destroy what small fragments of liberty still exist, and to terrorize the entire world.
Okay. Well, Mr.
I wouldn't say that's, I'm not a Republican. I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
I'm not a Democrat, although both parties have individuals and some ideas that are important and could be employed to bring our country back to its important roots.
Okay, so those who say just all Republicans, they're not correct, that we actually are both parties, if not other parties, whatever they may be, like a third party, if that even exists in America any longer, they're all represented because all sorts of Americans from all walks of life are angry about what's currently going on in America.
That's very true. I supported Ron Paul in the last swing around, not because he was Republican, but because he had voted his conscience and the Constitution in rejecting our involvement in Iraq, and also for his astute observations in the some 20 years that he had been in Congress in opposing the Federal Reserve, a private banking cartel which manipulates our economy and, quite frankly, now are looting everything that's left of it, putting it in offshore banks, and initiating a final collapse. I also like Dennis Kucinich, who is a Democrat and has supported Ron Paul's bill to audit the Federal Reserve, also is anti-war, and is very outspoken. So there are a number in both parties, but for sure the mainline establishment Republican and Democratic parties controlled by the globalists, and the mainline media is controlled by the globalists. They don't want these mavericks, if you will, to have any foothold in the American public thinking, and that's changing drastically daily.
So as far as this Tea Party is concerned, tomorrow at 3:45, you said it starts, is that correct? Or what time?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
When does the Tea Party begin tomorrow? I guess Was that 3:30 or 3:45?
That's at 3:30.
Okay.
Okay, again at the 400 block across from Grand Theater.
And you
I haven't quite decided what I'm going to talk about.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you
I
next.
I might get into the war, or I might get into 9/11, or I might get into the swine flu vaccine. You know, you get to almost go an hour on each of them.
So do they...
You get 5 minutes.
If you go over that 5 minutes, do they begin playing the instruments or bring out the hook, or how do they...
Well, yeah, what they'll probably do is just turn off your mic.
All right, I got you. That would be one way of getting the point across.
But, should be interesting.
Okay, now, what do you think the primary focus of other speakers will be there? I mean, is it on the universal health care, or are there...
I'm sure that'll be brought up.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not going to be my focus, although I've got, you know, major concerns. I'm pushing 65 here. I'm a believer in alternative therapies, and consequently, if this plan goes through, we, of course, we're not really encouraged to use those therapies under our pharmaceutical company-directed health care as it exists now, but under the Obamacare or under any kind of government care, I wouldn't be allowed to do it at all. I don't want, as they might say from that famous movie from the past, I don't want their stinking health care.
Yeah, and there's always the line of...
I would prefer to just go it alone, and under their plan, I'd be fine if I don't sign up, and so on and so forth.
And I would say there's other lines we can use from movies. I'm as mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And
yeah,
also,
that's a good one.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Because,
yeah.
You know, aside from the mainstream media and Emperor, as I refer to him, Obama, there's not much communication going on out there. You see at these town hall meetings, the opposition viewpoint, meaning anyone other than the Obama administration, being shut down and all but forced out the doors. Do you expect Mr. Dave Obey to be there tomorrow evening?
No, quite frankly.
Well,
Dave Obey is in hiding.
Yeah.
You know, I saw him on the news tonight. He's giving away your tax dollars, and I think it was for the University of Wisconsin Marathon County. I'm an elected official here in Merrill area, both on a town level and on a county level, and I go to what's called the Joint Legislative Committee meetings, which take place between county board members throughout central Wisconsin and representatives of our federal officials. And some of the state representatives also come there. But one of the meetings I attended, representative from the governor's office, and he's bailing out, by the way, but the representative from the governor's office was praising Dave Obey about, you know, how great he was and how he had given, you know, so many things to our district and the health clinic there, or the dental clinic in Medford. And I said, well, you know, I think what we've got here is, take the science building at MTC, which is named after Dave Obey. I said, I think he has a great deal of gall and nerve to do something like that, to have a building named after him when it was actually the taxpayers that funded it. So it should be named after the taxpayers of Wisconsin rather than Dave Obey.
Well, they had that wall cascade, that waterfall that broke down in that NTC building, and I think that they should have named that after Dave Obey because it stopped working shortly after it was installed.
Right. Okay. That,
okay.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so, that was...
Dave Obey gets us back some of our federal dollars that go to Washington. They rattle around Washington. We send a dollar, 40 cents comes back. He gets his name on it, and he's not really doing us a favor. there's a DVD out that I have called Life on the Edge of a Bubble. You can probably look it up on the internet.
Well, not here, we can't. It's dial up or it's very slow or something.
This is Stone Age internet access. Lewis put it out, and it covers, you know, what's been going on in this financial situation.
Okay.
But there's a sequence in there showing Senator Phil Graham from Texas, who had brought up all this deregulation, which would bring on all the investment banks getting into these phony derivatives and financial instruments that have caused so much problem in our economy. So a Republican, Phil Graham, brought this forward. It was signed into law by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton, and leering and smiling in the background is David Obie. Now, he is portrayed by himself, even in his own biography there, as a populist and as someone who is progressive and working for the people. So I would say to Dave Obie, how did you work for the people by gutting the common sense financial regulations which brought on this debacle and continue to cause havoc with everyone's retirement funds, with their Social Security, with the whole deal?
Now, I suppose by people, he means he represents those who are lining their pockets with taxpayer dollars.
I would agree. And you can go to his website, apparently, and find out who contributes. And I don't know about this because I'm not on the... But I've heard on the 55 feedback that most of the funds that he raises to run his campaigns, he gets from out of state and from special interests.
Well, real quick, before we got to get going in just a moment here, Dave Obie, next election, who can beat him, if anyone?
Well, it'll be interesting. There's always a possibility that we have
Bill Zeitz in there running?
You know, that might come along here and run an independent campaign. It's not too late for that.
Okay.
Dan Mielke is running as a Republican, and it looks like the Republican establishment is attempting to marginalize him and push him out of the way. There's another candidate that the party leaders would like to get in there, and if that succeeds, you'll have once again, on a congressional level, I believe, pretty much Tweedledum, Tweedledee. So it would be necessary to have a independent voice come along here that would be willing to take on both candidates, and especially Dave Obie, for everything he's done.
Well, I always said if I had more money and more charisma, I might run against him or something, but...
Well, you don't need that. You need a big mouth.
Yeah. Okay? Well, I've got that covered,
I
so...
I found that out when I ran for local offices. That's all you need.
Okay, well, maybe I've got that covered.
You study your Constitution.
Yeah, but they're ripping that up in America, so...
Internet sites. I'd highly recommend Alex Jones and Infowars.com. You can check into that. There's just tons of information out there that wasn't available 10, 20 years ago. And that's what they're afraid of.
Yeah.
Now, Jay Rockefeller now is trying to shut down the Internet.
Yeah, we've got that story coming up in just a bit.
Obama has created another position of czar for cyber... national security. We've got more czars now in Washington than Russia had in 1,000 years of its history.
Well,
and
here's
the word czar means Caesar, powerful ruler, and that's what we're getting. We're losing our liberty, and very sorry to see it.
Okay, well, Mr. Zeitz, we truly appreciate your time on this Friday evening. How's the weather up there in Merrill, by the way?
Well, it's pretty good now. It rained hard. I was hard at it in the garden right before it rained, picking beans. I would encourage all of your listeners to put food aside. I would also tell them one of the DVDs that we'll have available tomorrow at the Tea Party will be on vaccinations. And I would encourage people not to get the shot. These are the same eugenics forces that want to eliminate 80 to 90% of the people of our country. They're doing a pretty good job of it with what Alex Jones calls soft kill. Okay, viruses in the vaccines, toxic chemicals in the vaccines, fluoride in your water. So don't take the shot because that may get you off of this God's earth here a little sooner than you were figuring.
Okay. Well, you'll hear him tomorrow evening at the 400 block tea party, Mr. Bill Zeitz. Oh, Bill, maybe you can come back next week. Maybe you can we can get a retelling of events that happened at...
how long is your show here?
Well, we were usually an hour long, but now we're going back to 2 hours, which we originally had. We've been on the air here for 2 years. Now we are going back to that two-hour schedule. So, but we're on a time constraint tonight. Yeah. We're only going on for another hour here.
I'd
so
glad to come back, and you pick the topic of what's going on in the world today, and I'd brush up a little bit, and I'd be glad to.
All right, maybe we can get Mr. Alex Jones on here one night or something.
Well, you never can tell. Yeah. I did get him on 55 Feedback not too long ago. I have a tape, and it runs about an hour and 30 minutes, and there are no commercials. So if you'd want to play that at one night, you could do that. Also, there's other websites, there's other good, what I call patriots, those who are trying to shed light on this new world order, and, they're all available, so
okay.
Who knows what we can do for you.
All right, well, that's going to be a wrap. I appreciate it, Mr. Zeitz. Zifflin, you want to say something to Mr. Zeitz here?
Oh, thanks. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Have a good time, and hope that weather stays nice for you tomorrow because it's crappy right now. So,
over.
All right.
Bring your camcorders.
All right. Sounds good. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Good night. All right. That was Mr. Zeitz. Maybe you don't agree with him. Maybe you do. That's the point of discussion, and not coercion. You do not coerce by telling the truth, and that, as far as he is concerned, is the truth. Things he says, things he does. Speaking tomorrow live at the 400 block at the Tea Party, downtown Wausau, that we're spending a lot of money on, by the way.
Oh, this chair's really warm.
Knuspy, what are you doing?
I was standing around.
Well, we got
hovering.
Zifferman's Corner on, and maybe we should
don't
set we that back just a bit here.
We have some commercials coming up?
In 5 minutes, but...
okay, I didn't know when.
No, I'm just telling you, K-Man.
Okay. All right, then.
Knuspy's all... He had Arby's, and now he's all...
Oh, antsy in the pantsy.
That humanitarian aid that we were lending to those in Habitat for Humanity, that'll be up in just a few moments here. What happened with that? Wausau Homes can no longer give money. Why is that? You'll find out in just a bit. And also, Mr. Zeitz was talking about the new Internet Czar. That is...
we need one of those.
A story we'll be talking in a bit about here in one of the two segments coming up in the next hour. Rowdy here at 8:30, the extended version. Is each segment a half an hour long? We've never determined that, have we?
Yeah, we can make it that.
In fact, I think we've only ever referred to each half hour or each particular time frame as a segment for the first time this week or last. Am I right?
That does make a load of sense.
845-7084, did you agree with what Mr. Zeitz was saying? Do you agree with what Knuspy or Zeitz or the Zifferman or me, myself, and Chad Hauptman are concerned? 845-7084.
That's a load of people, too.
And we'll be back in just a moment. Going to take a quick fake commercial break. Also, big news from 3-1. We kicked him off earlier this year. Maybe he'll be back. Maybe he won't. Maybe he still can't get a date. You'll find out in just a bit. All that and more on 93.3 FM, WNRB-LP.
Hey,
Hi, I am Jimmy. I come from faraway place. Many mountain, many stream, many animal. I like animals. I like to eat animal. I like to eat animals so much I open store. I open store of all kind of meat. We got all kind of meat you want. Good meat, pricey meat, elegant meat. If we don't got meat, we get meat. Slaughter meat, carve meat, while you wait, very good meat. Any meat you want, Jimmy can get. Jimmy can get meat fast, on time. Jimmy has best meat, better than Frank's meat. Frank's meat is old and yuck. I, Jimmy, I got best meat. Take my word, Jimmy won't be beat on meat.
This is WNRBLP, Wausau!
Hello, America. How about you kick back, take a load off, and watch the big game tonight? Look, here comes your Russian bride to do all the work for you. Bring me American beer, you ask. Get me some of your American food, you ask. Let's go to your big American store together. Buy you wonderful dress, you say. I know what you're thinking. When did I get a Russian bride? Well, you didn't. But now you want one. Call and order our catalog. Browse through the hundreds of thousands of potential brides. Ooh, Natasha looks nice. Or maybe you are more of a Sasha type. Sophia would still be a good choice. So many wonderful, beautiful Russian girls to choose from. You know you want. I know I want to sell. Give us a call or come down to the Russian embassy. They will know what you are here for.
Oh, welcome back to Conversation Digest. That was a nice little fake commercial break. What do you think about that one, Ziffelman?
I liked it. It was a nice little ditty.
Do you even know what it was about? Were you listening?
Yes, it was. It was about the Russian embassy being a cloak and dagger organization for
Russian brides?
Yes, Russian brides. Let's just put it that way.
Ooh, who knew what they were doing anyway?
Yes, brides for the evening.
Well, maybe 3-1 could call them up.
Yeah, I don't think so. That would be a overseas call. I don't think he can afford that right now.
Oh, maybe the collector will have to come in a little early then.
Yeah, send it Western Union.
All right, it looks like, what do we have, Ziffelman's Corner coming up?
Yeah, I guess we're going to patch one together here.
All right, well, here we go.
Welcome to Ziffelman's Corner.
Hello, listeners. Ziffelman has chosen to stray from the daily topics of the day, one being the passing of one of the greatest senators, per se, of the 20th century. I don't know about you, but I think maybe I just feel like I've been bombarded by the last couple of days by the various news organizations. And I guess that's, you know, that's their duty to do that and to give the person in question the proper respect and, I guess, send-off that he deserves. I don't know what your politics are on the individual, but I would just ask you to, you know, give your proper respects and let's move on, because obviously we have quite a bit more going on in this country than that. And I would also like to say that in this time of recession, which the mainstream media keeps harping on, I try not to watch the mainstream television outlets as far as the news goes, but They keep harping on the fact that this recession is getting better, that the consumer is going out and spending his hard-earned dollar or nickel or quarter at a various establishment to get various home amenities or let's just say toys, you know, as far as cars, jet skis, boats, what have you. And I would like to say to the less fortunate of the Wausau area that I'm sure are listening in to Conversation Digest, your gateway to the weekend, because let's face it, what else do they have to listen to other than the voice inside their head? And let me tell you, I know about the voices inside the head. But I want to say to enjoy the simple things, the quarter given to you by the passerby, the $1.50 given to you by the woman in the SUV. You know, take that, get a good cup of Joe, you know, maybe save it up and, you know, buy a overtaxed pack of cigarettes. And also, you know, if on occasion I do not condone adult beverages back-to-back-to-back-to-back on a numerous basis, but, you know, maybe save it up and in that little zipped belt pouch that you have clinging very precariously on your Levi denim jeans that were put on the Sears Roebuck shelf back in 1989. And, you know, enjoy an adult beverage at your local pub that you can walk from the wherever your cardboard compound is located at this evening to the local pub and you know, enjoy a mixer. What I'm saying is we need to enjoy the simpler things in life, and instead of giving in to the establishment mainstream media where, you know, we need to push the green agenda, which obviously most middle-class Americans cannot afford. Why push it if the technology isn't even there yet? And making them worry about things that aren't even ready to go. So enjoy the simple things, the mixer with an extra ice cube, what the hey, and maybe, you know, a nice long drag on a cigarette, you know, because we're all going to die sometimes. So let's just go out basically arm in arm with Big Tobacco. This has been Zippelman's Corner, and I will be back, as far as I know, next week. Take it easy.
So what you're saying is that everyone should just go out, get plastered, and forget about the government and everything for a while?
Well, take time out.
Well, it's a Friday. What else are people supposed to do on Friday? Sit at home and twiddle their thumbs?
Or play Uno, you know.
All right.
And have a couple drinks, I
assume. And have a couple drinks, yes.
Well, that would definitely be the way to go with that now, wouldn't it?
Definitely. Family time, you know, board game time.
All right.
You know, Zippelman's Corner was about drinking and having a cigarette instead of thinking about the problems of the world.
It was... I'm gonna spill my drink. That's not in the studio.
So, where were you at?
No, I'm just concerned that, first of all, I like that trash can in there. Second of all...
Where? What?
Miracles do happen. I made it in time. So, question is, do we respect or can we lend to support the word howdy when I say hello to someone? Or when howdy. You say, anyone says hello and they say howdy back, what do you think about that?
It's another form of saying hello.
Do you like it? I mean, are we in the Old West?
It would be a lot better than them saying some derogatory statement or not saying anything at all, if you want to look at it that way.
Well, in that movie Teen Tourette's Camp, you know, the word... Well, any word can spring up at any given time.
Mostly the most, the one that you wouldn't want to have said.
What I don't trust about that movie, I think some of those kids were embellishing.
Teenage Tourette's Camp?
Yes.
It's a great movie.
The girl that just says racial things and sexual things at any given moment, in the worst possible moment, why would you always say the worst thing you could possibly say? Why don't you ever say, butterfly, inexplicably? And spontaneously and without regret.
Around butterfly haters? Because
sometimes I do say things that are pleasant that I regret later on. Habitat's top donor / support headline news, which is 46 minutes late tonight. That's fine. We've had an action-packed night.
action.
Much like any Arnold Schwarzenegger film. A lot of action, very little dialogue. That's why we call it Conversation Digest. Home building organization searches for new aid after months of prophesizing.
Is that Jimmy Carter's stuff?
By the shaman himself, me, Mr. Hauptmann.
Habitat?
I don't know who started that. I know it's in trouble. WASA, Habitat for Humanity's largest donor, has cut its support for the program, placing the future of a school-based building program in jeopardy. This is Jeopardy. Longtime donor WASA Homes has reduced the amount of construction materials it provides for three local high schools that build homes for the program. Habitat for Humanity Committee President Ark Romine said. The board learned of the decision in April, about a month after additional layoffs were announced at the Rothschild-based home construction company. So, anywho,
something doesn't seem
it
right
goes
there.
On. Habitat for Humanity uses students and I think I should say exploits students involved. I'm just joking. But volunteers to build homes for low-income families. Family members also participate in construction and then buy the homes they helped build using zero interest, long-term mortgages. Once construction is completed in October on four homes in the WASA area, the organization will have built 49 homes here in the past 20 years.
That's not bad at all.
Well, but it's going to decrease. And this is exactly what I said was going to happen in a country that is not and will not provide tax cuts to the wealthy or to the people that own the businesses. And by the way, not all business owners are wealthy. Have you noticed that? Do you know this? Have
yes.
we realized this?
I've noticed that.
You know, is Pop's popcorn stand a wealthy individual?
Oh, they
I
went
doubt
out of
it.
Business a while ago.
Well, the place is up for sale. I'm now taking bids. $5, $10 for popcorn crib.
Pop's corn crib?
Whatever it's called.
Isn't that your nickname, Pops?
Yeah, it used to be. Committee Vice President Berland Meyer said a number of companies have committed to or are considering making donations. A decision will be made in December on whether the high school program will continue for the 2010-11 school year, he said. WASA Homes has estimated eliminated 204 jobs since February 2008
because
of the
downturn. They'd be making more money if they got rid of jobs.
Huh?
They'd be making more money. I think the CEOs are just looking out after their own pocketbooks.
I don't think that's the problem here.
It could be.
What do you mean?
Hey, we're not getting paid $3 million this year. I need to cut some jobs.
Well, what else would you do if there's no work? You don't have money coming in. Not to mention...
The CEOs still need their money.
Well, yeah. I mean, who's going to run the remaining company? No offense.
Well, they still need their millions of dollars.
I don't have an inherent hatred towards those who lead these companies. Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to be trained to manage and run these companies. Without that management, without that running of the company,
they will not last.
Their
salary is padded quite well.
Yeah, I don't know if I have too big of a concern with that, to be honest with you.
But that's why that's one of the main reasons they cut jobs, because they don't want to take a loss of money.
A lot of CEOs are taking pay cuts, by the way.
Would you rather have a pay cut or being canned?
Well, if you want to can a good CEO, good luck keeping the company going at all. No offense.
Lots of other people below could probably run it a little bit better than the person.
I doubt it.
I bet you could.
See, you're a labor guy. You're more of a labor Democrat, I'm more of a conservative, pro-capitalism type of person.
So you're not saying that some of the CEOs are being paid way too much?
Oh, I'm saying some of them are, but I'm not going to give a blind blanket statement about it.
I can give blind blanket statements.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm good with that.
Unions, by the way, are robbing companies of monies that you refer
them.
The auto industry collapsed because of government regulation and excessive union involvement. And excessive
unions.
Hourly wages. You're going to pay a line person $30 per hour to make cars? How does that happen? How long can you keep those companies going? I can't imagine a CEO making a lot of money, A, and then the line workers making $30 an hour either, B. You can't do it all. And someone has to do the management job, and I think quite often is the case. If someone does not want a promotion to a higher position, what is the response they give you when you ask them why they're not going for a management position? They don't want the responsibility. So there is the acknowledgement that the managers do, in fact, have a very tough job. And the CEOs do, in fact, have a very tough job. How many CEOs, once their job is taken away from them, kill themselves? Unfortunately, there are quite a few. Because they once had the responsibility. That's all they knew about. Once you take it away, they have nothing left. You take a job away from a line worker, They just look, and I shouldn't say that all CEOs. That is absolutely absurd. What am I talking
all
about?
All CEOs kill themselves after they get fired?
Well, I've heard that since this economic strife in America started, many wealthy people have, in fact, killed themselves.
Well, that'll solve it, apparently.
Everyone, Meyer, this is back to the article. Everyone is hoping the economy can turn around and these companies get back on their feet and return their support, Meyer said. The high school program is a valuable training ground for students. I'm not too concerned about that at this particular moment, by the way, Romine. For students, it basically helps them develop a career in a technical field, Romine said. Not only does it provide a career, but the self-satisfaction that comes when the actions help others. So apparently building a home when you're in high school helps give them a technical training for the future. Is that why they go on to NTC? Because they learn how to build a home when they're in high school?
Okay, the guy who is cutting the stuff for Habitat is saying that they can learn from it. But why would you cut it? It probably doesn't cost that much.
They have to cut because they have little work. I don't know.
Or maybe he's just covering his tracks.
I don't know. I have no problem with them not giving money. If they want to keep their employees, don't you think they need to give the employees money and worry about that Habitat for Humanity later on?
But they can't.
Otherwise, the homes that they're building with those construction pieces, the material will in fact be for former Wausau Homes employees. And we don't need to see that happen. Let us take care of the workers first and keep the decent managers in place, and then we'll house the Habitat needing people when we have the money to do so. But I said months before that this would happen. It was the prediction I made, and of course it's coming true. We look for the soundbite, and I can't claim to be a genius here. I'm sure plenty of people said that, but not many people are a big enough jerk to play the soundbite of when they said this was going to happen and then prove that they were correct. Conversation Digest. 845-7084 is your studio line. Are you going to go to the Tea Party tomorrow, or are you going to talk nonsense about it? And maybe that isn't nonsense to you. Maybe you believe that being in opposition to the opposition is the way to be.
Will they have,
or the way to go?
Will they have pro and cons tomorrow? Like both sides being said, or just one side?
It's anyone who does not care for the way things are going in America. That's what these are for.
But what if people, I'm not saying I'm one of them, but what if people like the way things are going? Would they go there too?
Well, then they probably wouldn't go there. I mean, you can't complain about the complainers. The complainers have every right to complain if that's what they believe is the right thing to do.
Could someone go there and say, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I like how it's going.
I don't know. Well, in other words,
or do they get booed or beaten up?
Well, no. Everything that I've heard about these tea parties is they've been peaceful, no injuries sustained unless someone tripped on a groundhog hole, which could happen, or a gopher hole.
It's not February for
downtown 400 block Wausau must be in dire straits because we need to spend $1 million on it.
Maybe
so there must be groundhog holes all over the place.
That's why they want to put the fence up.
To keep the groundhogs out.
And
the hedgehogs.
People protesting.
Well, no, they just go in through the gate door.
Yeah, but then...
Who's they?
Well, the man.
Oh. Well, the man isn't the Tea Party people.
Well,
it's those who are angry with the man.
Yeah, the man who wants to.
Or in
down.
This case, in this equal society of ours, they're protesting what the man and the woman are doing.
Or the person.
Let us not just blame the man.
Person.
The women, the person.
The person's holding you down.
No. Not just skinny, not just fat. There are all sorts of people. Can we make this some sort of a Sesame Street type thing where it's a lesson within a lesson?
This show brought to you by the letter 12.
And the,
and
number,
the number
39A.
And number A.
Just binary. Represented with binary.
0011010001.
Yeah.
0001.
So Habitat for Humanity is hurting. Not going to get the building materials from Wausau Homes. So for those of you who thought helping the poor by cutting their taxes or by not collecting taxes from them in the first place and not giving tax breaks to the business owners and perhaps the wealthy, thought that would work, but now we're seeing... Uh-oh, when you hurt the wealthy people, you're also hurting the poor, thus proving that trickle-down economics do, in fact, work. I wonder if I had brought that up to Bill Zeitz, would he have agreed with me?
I'm not Zippelman sure.
Is your father, would he have agreed?
I'm not sure.
Okay, whatever. All right, so that tea party is tomorrow. I'm not going. I'll be busy. Kinuski, what are your plans for tomorrow?
What time was it at?
3:30.
I'm going to be sleeping.
I was going to say, no matter what time I say, it's either you're going to be sleeping, you're going to be in the bathroom, or you're going to be shopping at the mall.
Well, I like to give money to the local establishments to keep them going.
Local news, by the way, speaking of local, we've got 3-1, who was previously kicked off our show about 8 months ago.
3-1.
And man, we've been enjoying ourselves from the freedom of not having 3-1.
It's like a huge, awesome vacation.
In a drunken stupor the other night, all three of us were sitting around in the Ziffelman's living room.
We were listening to some really old shows.
And we were discussing and reminiscing old programs. Once upon, we happened upon some archived radio episodes.
Didn't we think that it was fun making fun of them, that we wanted them back on?
We stumbled upon the notion that the majority of those shows back then was me completely berating 3-1. Back then, he was known solely and simply as Bowman, or other unmentionable swear word nicknames. So I drunkenly called up and said, Bowman, you want to come back in the show once a month? And then he said, oh, really? May I? Can I? Can I? So anyway, so the point being, he left a just an absolutely mean and scathing voicemail with me the other day saying that, no, he would not be joining us, that he will, in fact, have a Sunday night program on these local airwaves, affectionately referred to as WNRBLP.
I bet you it'll be a great show.
And I'm sure he'll go back to the same old antics that got him kicked off in the first place. What I would like to do is on FamousAstray.com, when he has, in fact, gone back on the air, have a poll whereby the listeners, and we cannot cheat on this, we cannot cheat, choose between the two of them, I'm just joking, which show they like between the two of them, ours or his.
Would we record his?
Well, we probably would.
Lots of people would have to, don't really have access to 93.3 FM.
And when that poll happens, I would hope for 100% Conversation Digest votes. They prefer us over him. I will also be planning on visiting his program on occasion. Even though that'll be on NFL Sundays.
Oh, no.
Okay, we've got one more segment coming up in just a few moments here. We're going to take a quick break and then back to the stories. Emperor Obama wants to control the internet during cyber attacks. All that and more, plus one more feature that I will not disclose right now. Up in just a bit, Conversation Digest, WNRBLP.
Stephen Hawking.
Have you dreamed your ego isn't being utilized to its full extent? Do you also want to run your own small country, complete with private presidential zoo, extravagant lifestyle, and henchmen ready to kill on command? And most of all, do you enjoy kicking people when they are down? If you said yes to any one of those questions, then we have the business opportunity for you. Just 50 miles south of Cuba, there is a small island named Compuesto Lugar, just screaming to be overtaken and ruled with an iron fist. Lots of resources? Yep. Beautiful island culture? Yep. Starving populace? Of course. Huge gold-plated mansion ready for you to move into? Indeed. Just come on down to our lovely island and our lawyers will set up the contract. Please, serious owners need apply. Come live the life and get ready to give the population the beating of their life.
Conversation Digest, WNRB, LP, Wausau, 93.3
FM, maybe, if you're lucky.
You can make the connection.
Hey, do you like money? I sure do. Would you like to make money? Lots of money? Man, I love money. I love money so much, I bought all the money there is. How did I do it, you ask? Well, first, I went and did... That sounds easy enough, doesn't it? Right after that, I went to the... Wait. It sounds so damn simple, even a monkey on crack could do it without messing up. But seriously, folks, the last thing you need to do is dump all your investments into a small company named... Industries, and watch your money grow exponentially. My name is Sammy DeFlorinet, and like I always say, you can do it too!
Conversation Digest each and every Friday from 7 to 8:30 until we go back to 7 to 9 o'clock. We bring logic, comedy, drama, and a bit of compassion
when necessary. Nice and relaxing.
Got a whole more segment in front of your fat face. You're already drunk, which means you'll listen to it.
Yeah, jam it right up to the speaker.
Headline news, the 8 o'clock edition. CNET News, politics and law.
Well, wait. Before you do that, this has been the first time we've hit into the second hour, or at least
in a while
at 8. So maybe a moment of noise is in order.
Oh, I thought maybe 3-1 was here.
No.
Noise pollution.
Yeah, that was just, you know.
Okay, well, that was the medium noise that we used to play before the second hour. I'm glad we're back to this format, by the way.
Me too. I don't feel as constrained to jam out as much jokes as I possibly can within an hour.
You mean puns?
Yeah, whatever.
Internet companies. Bill would give president emergency control of internet.
What?
If you're a nerd, cower in fear.
You can take my internet from my cold, dead hands.
Internet companies and civil liberties groups were alarmed this spring when a U.S. Senate bill proposed handing the White House the power to disconnect private sector computers from the internet. If you don't like this, it'll get worse. They're not much happier about a revised version that aides to Senator Jay Rockefeller.
Rockefeller?
Rockefeller. A West Virginia Democrat, and also one that was mentioned by Ziffelman Sr., has spent months, good thing he can't hear me and Merrill, has spent months drafting behind closed doors. CNET News has obtained a copy of the 55-page, wow, we have a bill that's only 55 pages?
That seems a little small.
That's about 950 pages shorter than the universal health care bill legislation proposal. I didn't know that we made bill proposals any longer in America that were short enough to read.
They want to make it so long that no one reads it.
If you cannot and will not read a bill before voting on it, you should not vote on it. I would not vote on whether or not a Dr. Seuss book was good without reading it in the first place.
They're not doing their job if they're not reading it.
Well, they are not and have not done their jobs for years. It still appears to permit the president to seize temporary... How long is temporary? That would be the question I would ask.
Oh, just like giving Caesar emergency powers.
And Adolf Hitler, temporary. You know why Hitler had temporary control of Nazi Germany? Because he died in 45. That's the only reason he had temporary control.
Otherwise, he'd still be rocking it strong today.
Of private sector networks during so-called cybersecurity emergency. So temporary...
What's the emergency?
Control means until Emperor Obama dies... Via the old age, because he will be in office for 40 years.
He can give himself a life term.
I wouldn't be surprised. Just ask Bill Zeitz. He'll tell you what this guy's up to. I mean, the whole New World Order, I don't know if I subscribe to those theories or not, but I know there's a whole portion of society that believes there's something going on out there, and that you as a U.S. citizen, yes, you, listening in, whether you're conservative or liberal or into common sensism like us at Conversation Digest, you're at the whim of these people that seek to control all that is, whether it's in the White House, whether it's in the Capitol of Madison, or whether it's in your bedroom. Sorry, the Ziffelman. They want to control every facet of your life. Anywho, the new version would allow the president to declare a cybersecurity emergency. Can anyone do an Obama impersonation here, by any chance?
I can work on one, but I can't
do it
right now.
We're going to need you to perfect that, Knuspy. Relating to non-governmental computer networks and do what's necessary to respond to the threat. Other sections of the proposal include a federal certification. He's already controlled my speaking capabilities.
Program for cybersecurity.
All right, but the first time you mess up, I'm taking over.
And a requirement that certain computer systems and networks in a private sector be managed by
people who have been awarded the license.
Hey, I didn't screw
That's
up.
Our new way of operating. Yes, you did.
Okay,
you stumbled
as you
on the word B, for gosh sakes.
All right, I'll wait.
I think the redraft, while improved, remains troubling due to its vagueness, said Larry Clinton, brother of Bill Clinton.
President of the Internet Security Alliance.
Up.
Oh, you added your own.
Cheap Joe.
Which counts representatives of Verizon, VeriSign, Nortel, and Carnegie Mellon University on its board. It's unclear what
authorities Senator Rockefeller thinks is necessary over the private sector. Unless this is clarified, we cannot properly analyze, let alone support, the bill. Representatives of the large internet and telecommunication... No, that was not...
Yeah,
that,
you,
was
you messed
accent.
Up.
I, that was an
no,
accent. That was an
accent. No, you said the instead of of.
My parents used to live in California.
And telecommunications companies expressed concerns about the bill in a teleconference with Rockefeller's aides this week, but were not immediately available for interviews on Thursday. A spokesman for Rockefeller also declined to comment on the record Thursday.
That was a mistake, saying that many people were unavailable because of the summer recess. A Senate source familiar with the bill compared to the president's power to take control of portions of the internet to what President Bush did when grounding all aircraft on September 11, 2001. The source said that
concern was the elect... Hey!
This article is forever.
Just when I start reading, you start scrolling all over the place. Where was I?
About ready to make a mistake.
No, I don't even know where I was now. What'd you do?
All right, hold on. Let's get to the main part of this article. They're recapping, and then you can read all of it.
So filibuster.
That, so the baby can have his bottle. Hold on.
An update?
Yeah, I just read that update as of 3:14 p.m.
I just talked to, what's that name? Jenna Longo, Deputy Communications Director for the Senate Commerce Committee on the phone. She sent me, not me, but the person writing this article. The President of the United States has always had the constitutional
wow.
authority and duty to protect the American people and direct the national response to any emergency that threatens the security and safety of the United States. The Rockefeller Snow cybersecurity bill makes it clear that the president's authority includes securing our national cyber infrastructure from attack. The section of the bill that addresses the issue applies specifically to the national response to a severe attack or natural disaster. This particular legislative language is based on the longstanding statutory authorities for wartime use of the communications
network.
Doesn't
mean network. That can us be.
To be very clear, the Rockefeller Snow bill will not empower a government shutdown or takeover of the internet. What? And any suggestion otherwise is misleading and false. The purpose of the language is to clarify how the president directs the public-private response to a crisis. Secure our economy and safeguard our financial networks, protect the American people, their privacy and civil liberties, and coordinate the government's response.
I don't get it.
It's like
I don't
they
get
said
it.
A bunch of things now. Oh no, people
How
are catching
can you
on to us.
Go back and deny what it is that you already claimed.
Remember?
These
this,
people
this
can't
is politics.
Even.
That's what they do.
Usually a politician doesn't just say one thing and then lie a moment later. Usually they try to cover it up more than that.
They wait a while.
But this guy lies so much. The Obama administration lies so much. They start believing that they never said the contrary in the first place. You cannot control the media. You should not try to control the internet. And also, by the way, have you ever seen the movie Wag the Dog, whereby a false war was created and it fooled Americans into supporting the war because you had to support the war under the context of that given war. The way they set it up, every single American, whether they were liberal, conservative, or neocons, they would support this war. These were the details they gave us. We would have no choice because it would be one that we would all truly believe in. If Obama wants us to believe there is a cyber attack that needs involvement, complete control over the internet, he will create a wag the dog situation. I could have very easily said scenario, but I will not do it.
You think that he's have very close ties with Dustin Hoffman then?
Yeah. As liberal as he is, I don't think he's going to support Obama because Obama's a socialist.
Well, he was in Wag the Dog. That's
well, that's just a script,
a
though. He didn't really write it based on his own life story. That's a mistake.
Because
I'm reading your paragraph dialogue from now on. I'm reading your inner monologue from now on.
Oh, try to read me like a book. I dare you.
It's all pictures and they're all drawn with a crayon.
Hey, don't forget outside the lines as well.
How do you say you're going to intercept the private portion of the internet and run it your way if you're the president and the leader of the free world? How do you
like
do that?
It's like they want to stop free speech almost.
Have you heard of the state-run media? Have you heard of the Nazi German way of communicating? You take control of the news sources and you make everyone believe that everything you're saying, this is called propaganda. Do you know what propaganda is? Is it tough
yes.
to define? Do I have to drop you pamphlets with the definition of propaganda? That is what's going to happen here.
Maybe you're
going
to have to nowadays.
Do you realize that if we are going to lose the internet, we're also going to lose the TV? We're going to lose the radio?
Telephones?
If there is a TV attack, if there's a cybernet attack, there's going to be a TV attack. Al Gore created the internet, did he not?
No, he didn't.
So then why does Al Gore get to claim that he can control it?
He doesn't.
That's right, he never did. But Obama does.
What's his... I know the name of the guy who made it. It's not Al Gore.
Actually, the internet was created back in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. It was a military operation that was used particularly, if not exclusively, for military purposes. It became commercially available back in the 80s or 90s. And now it will be controlled 70s. By the Obama 60s, administration. 70s. Not really commercially available in the 70s. Or the 80s, for that matter.
Most...
To the point where any of us could have it.
Most universities had a connection.
Well, most universities had hippies smoking pot on campus. I'm not...
Well, they go hand
in
hand.
If we're going to use universities as a
point of
reference...
Anyone who goes online now
is
just
all
give
up and burn myself at the stake right now if we're going to use... So the point is, nerds, beware. Your private internet will be invaded by the administration that's currently holding office.
Well, in other words, you won't be able to play World of Warcraft. So strike up and riot and revolt.
Well, that's what the Tea Parties are about, I guess. My problem with the Tea Parties, not the political discussion.
It's all the people.
Where someone disagrees with the current administration, it's all the people. And all the socializing that has to happen at these Tea Parties. If someone says to me, Mr. Hauptmann.
Yes?
Are you opposed to the opposition of the current Obama administration? I'd say, hell no! He's a jerk and he's doing a horrible job.
So
the deficit's doubled since he's been in the office. Unemployment's doubled since he's been in the office. We're going down the tubes shortly and quickly. I don't, but I'm not going to go to the tea parties.
How's it going?
My place is in this studio. My place.
Hey, you want to see my book I just bought?
Bill Zeitz, don't filibuster.
No, it's just socializing.
Okay,
that's what I'm trying to be some jerk.
But this is our contribution. I have had people say to me, "You don't like what's going on in America right now." You bitch and you moan, but what are you going to do about it? And I say, I have a show on Friday nights. Tune in and you will hear what it is that I am doing about it. Someone said that to me. I thought it was a little bit harsh, but whatever. They said that. I cannot say that word, but I can spell that word.
What
a loophole through the
FCC. What about our younger audience members who can't spell? Is that what you're trying to get past?
Well, I think our older ones can't spell either.
Not go public.
That, so, 845-7084, you go into the Tea Party. Are you opposed to the opposition that's at the Tea Party? Or do you believe it's everyone's right to go there, agree, or agree to disagree? I don't want to go because of the socializing that would be involved. I cannot deal with it. Would there be alcohol? Probably not.
No, because it's on public property.
See, and that's the thing that bothers me as well.
How about you have...
You can't smoke down there. You can't drink down there. You probably can't smoke, but
private
not
land.
For long.
Say, hey, come on down. Have a
come
drink.
On down to our house. Have some drinks and some smokes and, die of premature liver damage and bad lungs.
Premature liver damage?
Well, we all have to be...
Later?
All of us drinkers have to have it sooner or later, but...
Well, I have 5 extra livers, so I got a ways to go.
Oh, he's got more livers than a cow has...
Stomachs. So 4? You dropped the mouse, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't even have the mouse.
It's right down there.
Mary
reach.
From...
Oh, she's coming back? She sent another email.
Mary says she will not be at the tea parties. It is her...
Does she give a reason?
Hold on.
So...
I gotta get that.
Oh, the mouse?
Mary has a date with a dreamboat, and she is a staunch Democrat who will not participate in such Republican activities. Mary. SOS to your common sense. SOS to your common sense. Did you hear the interview with Mr. Bill Zeitz? He's not even a Republican. He said he happens to be conservative, but it's the general perception among these people that are going to these tea parties that it's not about Republicans, it's not about Democrats, it's about everyone who disagrees with the crap that's going on in America currently. And P.S., Mary, I hope you have a good date and I hope you marry this guy because I'm tired of you hounding us every week like a cheap whore of a groupie. That was not nice of me. I apologize.
Well, maybe she'll finally get someone else rather than me.
Well,
like hounding me all the time.
Maybe her new groom can get his own radio program so she can send him stupid emails. Every week.
Maybe he'll get it on Sunday night.
Oh, I don't think 3-1 can get a date. I think that every single week, Lady in Kind, so you have to understand that Mary sends us these disagreeable emails, and she never says nice things. It's always this and that.
Lots of stuff we can't even say.
Why does she listen to the program?
We can't even say half the stuff she writes about.
No.
It's against FCC regulations.
Well, if you can read them, but I don't think you can even get away with that.
No,
so.
Saying it online or on the this thing, radio station, we get kicked off then.
Quick update on technology concerning Conversation Digest, semicolon, WNRBLP, Wausau, live stream. Can us be, where are we at with that?
We're getting closer and closer.
All the snags have been worked out, right?
Yes, we just have to drum up some monies.
So we have two snags. First, I have to get that meeting organized.
Correct.
That'd be the first snag, and then the second, if not more important snag, the money issue.
The money's issue. We gotta get some monies for it.
So, we'll probably be on the lookout for that in the next upcoming months, fair listeners, because that would increase your ability to say, hey, if you're out of the five-block area surrounding WNRBLP, tune into our programming. And this isn't just Conversation Digest. It would hopefully be the entire radio station. There's a variety of programming on this station. If you want to give money to the station,
where's that thing?
You can get a WNRBLP t-shirt.
Yes.
Zippelman, why don't you tell them how they can get a WNRBLP t-shirt?
No, that's not it.
Just make it up. If you donate $1,000, you get 20 t-shirts or something. What are the numbers here? What are we looking at?
$15 for non-volunteers for a t-shirt.
And that's a bargain. I've seen the t-shirts.
I already own 5 of them.
You can't buy that kind of a t-shirt for that kind of a money and at the same time keep another community radio station going. And the best thing about Conversation Digest is that this is free programming. But if you hate things that are free, then by all means donate cash or a check to this
then it won't be
foundation.
Free.
They send it here or they deliver it per person, right?
I think you can do either one.
Okay.
And they are tax deductible.
The t-shirts.
Well, giving the monies. It's tax deductable.
And then they can wear the t-shirt in the H&R Block and prove that they gave money.
Well, hopefully
they wouldn't have a t-shirt if they didn't.
So they could prove it, maybe. Yeah.
Well, didn't hear much about what happened at that pavilion, by the way, over in Rothschild. What happened there? They had the guy from 2020. Were you aware of this? The guy with the Groucho Marx mustache?
No.
Nationally known? You were not aware of this?
Geraldo Rivera?
WausauDailyHerald.com, who we had a slight tiff with last week because their website was not only slow, probably because of the computer we're working on here at WNRBLP.
They didn't have the same thing that was on the newspapers then.
But also because they didn't have a website that provided the same information as their newspaper. We couldn't find the article that would have driven
home
the rest of our program.
It should be on
now,
there.
If you want to see WausauDailyHerald.com, this guy that I'm talking about.
It's not Geraldo Rivera because that's the only one I know.
He's not on there. He's on Fox News, which makes no sense because people think, well, only conservatives are on Fox News. I would.
Did you break it?
Oh, the ball!
You dropped
missing.
The ball.
I didn't drop the ball. You dropped the ball. It's a
you
figure of speech.
You always dropping
really
the ball.
Ruined the show.
Where'd you put it?
It's down there on the floor somewhere.
I'm not getting it. You dropped
so
it.
So anyway, the fact that we're getting someone of that high of professional stature in Wausau, that means something. It means this is a serious business, and this guy's touring around. Okay, I'm going to go down there and look for the ball. You're going to have to keep on talking.
I don't know anything about this topic anyway.
Go on to something else. It's called Free Association Radio.
Oh, well then, as Chad's going down stairs to drop the ball out of the that looked good.
That's
you hit your head on
that's just narrative.
Well, I know. Why do what am I supposed to do? Oh, you said that on the air once again.
The
good job. What?
The microphone was off.
It is? Oh, good.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Actually probably
right, so
in California.
I was not there. They had 1,000 people. My thought was, why do we have it in a building where the capacity is at 1,000? Can you get it in a stadium or arena?
What
guarantee
building was it
4,000? It was in the Rothschild Pavilion.
Where's that?
In Rothschild, over by that water park.
I've never seen the pavilion.
And the main focal point of this town hall meeting was to show our duress with the current proposal for health care reform in America. Now, do you believe we're exploiting the death of the king of Chappaquiddick, Lord Kennedy? My thought is yes, we are exploiting the death of Lord Kennedy.
Isn't any death of any public figure besides Nixon drawn out?
Some are, some aren't. Now, when you have a long extended ceremonial procession cherishing and celebrating the life of Ronald Reagan, you cannot devote enough time to that.
Yeah, that was like almost 5 days worth of
I don't know if it was that.
Activities and festivities.
The national media wasn't in love with Reagan like they were with Ted Kennedy. Now, we call him the
Queen?
Lion of the Senate.
Oh.
The way he swam out of Chappaquiddick, we should call him the Sea Lion of the Senate.
Sea Lion.
So here is your gentleman on wasadailyherald.com. His name is...
Who is that?
I don't know what the name is. Thanks a lot, Wasa Daily Herald. Oh, and by the way, if you really give a darn, voting ends September 13th to pick up Sunday's edition, go to review the 12 top vote-getters of ugliest babies in the area. Oh, I guess that's cutest babies. I wouldn't have known
same
from the pictures.
Thing. Yikes, look at those babies.
Oh. I don't know the name of this guy, but apparently he's a real go-getter.
Click on the picture now.
I would have never guessed that he would be opposed to the healthcare reform being mentioned by the Obama administration and many similar to him, by which I mean socialist. Now, if you don't believe he's a socialist, he said when he was running for president, he's going to redistribute the wealth. A surefire sign that he subscribes to those theories in politics.
John Stossel, I know him.
This guy's name, he's a real headliner. He has a common sense expose type portion of a show on 2020. I would have guessed that he was at least pretty spot on with the healthcare reform. My guess is he's running for office, would be my guess.
I know.
Zifflman, would you guess that as well? He's running for office sooner or later here?
That could be.
Well, what other motive does he have?
He's probably just, a concerned American.
Well, so am I, but you don't see me go down in public. Americans for Prosperity, a group that pushes for tax cuts and less government spending, sponsored the event in an effort to provide attendees with facties about proposed health care reform bill. The gathering was the third in a series of town hall-style meetings this week in Wisconsin. ABC journalist and 2020 co-anchor John Stossel served as the keynote speaker, endorsing a free market system that would allow people to shop around for health care to find the best price instead of forcing them into a public option and letting the government make those choices for them.
So if he's running for public office, Bill Zeitz said all you need is a big mouth.
Well, that was self-deprecating humor is what I realized about that. I appreciated him admitting that he has a big mouth. And then I said I had a big mouth as well.
That's what I was getting at.
The panelists claimed that Obama's health care plan would drive private insurance companies out of business, which is why I don't care to get into insurance sales because I think that I would be out of a job within a half year. It requires taxpayers to pay for abortions, cover illegal immigrants, and create death panels that would determine who gets care. But Obama and objective analysts have called those claims phony. The federal government has dedicated a website to address these claims, and I'm not going to give that website out because I might as well just tell you that the address is www.whitehouselieslikecheapcriminals.com because Ooh. Currently that is what they are doing. I don't trust this administration and the internet control that they seek to obtain over the private portion of the internet. When they say they will do that and then they turn around and say they will not do that, someone that says a lie right after they told you what they truly believe, and then they said they didn't say it, I don't trust people like that.
Yeah, we saw that just a little bit ago on that one little webpage.
It was pretty cut and dry. That was certainly, we were covering something up. So.
Severe backpedaling.
Now, would you trust this face with John Stossel?
That's a mustache I would hate.
Thinking that the majority of lies you can tell on someone's face is, well, what? I mean, he's not an ugly guy.
Yeah, but it's a mustache.
Well, the mustache is huge, but that's his gimmick, I'm assuming. I don't agree with the polo shirt underneath the blaze jacket. I don't agree with that. I never will. You got to wear a nice button-up shirt and a tie. Not a bow tie, but a vertical tie, a necktie.
A big fat tie or a skinny tie?
Why do we refer to that kind of a tie as a necktie? Does a bow tie not go around the neck?
If it's not clip-on.
Before we get into a real cheap Seinfeld-type discussion, we've had a real long night here that went by very quickly, if that means any
sense.
Wow,
it's 8:26?
Going back to the hour-and-a-half portion of the program, and then hopefully within the next week or two, we will in fact go to 2 hours, and you'll have more of a chance to involve yourself in the community's finest talk show that comes on at this time on Friday nights.
Remember, it's 845-7084 to give a call in and to check out the website, FamousAshtray.com, for all past archived shows, maybe even some TV shows, some features.
And video projects.
Yes, forgot about the video
projects. Sooner or later,
projects.
Maybe we ought to just focus on at least only five of 10 of those things or something. So did you see John Stossel last night? Anyone who go to the Rothschild Pavilion? We got a quiet community tonight. You got to take advantage of this because this is one of the few, if not the only, and I express this is the only community radio station in Wisconsin as far as Wausau is concerned. We don't have it anywhere else in Wausau. So if you think you're going to turn the dial and find another community radio station where you can inexplicably, just by picking up the phone and calling,
you
contribute to a
it.
Conversation, I'm giving that number more often than you will see on a commercial station. No grudge against commercial stations. Lord knows I wish I worked at one. I used to. Well, that was a different story, but wish I still did. But that's not the way it went, and we're a community
that's
station.
That's the way she goes.
With money, and that offer is still out there, 50 hours live on the air, Conversation Digest, for $500.
I think I could do it, too.
We'd have to play some music. I couldn't do that live for 50 hours talking. But there'd be a lot of talking, a lot of caffeine, and we would do it. Although we would have to ask that the people on WNRBLP during the week, during those 50 hours, would in fact have to forfeit their time.
Or
otherwise,
they could be on
cannot
it.
Be done.
They could be on it. They're
okay, they
the
could
station.
Be on it. But they would have to give us the floor, so to speak. We would get priority. We'd get top billing. It'd be Conversation Digest. It would not be their show, semicolon, our show. It'd be Conversation Digest.
Conversation
50 hours.
Digest,
the countdown
50.
To 1 hour.
Countdown right. to 1 second?
Or zero. Because we'd actually go until the last second of the program, so.
Wouldn't we need diapers?
All right, and that ends our version or our contribution to Conversation Digest this week.
An extra half hour for
this
all you kids.
This episode will be on the website soon this
Ish.
Evening. Or for those of you in Merrill who don't have internet access.
Internet doesn't
wait
exist
wait for the
there.
Movie.
We do
be
have
back
a good
next
movie.
Week. We're going to try to get Bill Zeitz back for an update on the tea party that occurs tomorrow down at the 400 block. If it's not nice weather, take some donkeys and some elephants and an umbrella. Remember, it's not just for Republicans. It's also for Democrats and all those in between and beyond.
Well, my own party is the...
The Stinkocrats.
No. It's the Sloth. It's
okay. The... What's the name of the party, though?
The Slothikins.
Okay. The Ziffelman, any last thoughts? What do we got coming up for next week with you?
I have no idea.
All right. I'd like to hear that. More about drinks and smoking.
Keep it random.
Can us be, we'll be back next week.
Just like I always am.
Okay, and hopefully we'll have an update for that live stream.
Hopefully it'll be up by next week.
Okay.
I hope.
Hopefully. Join us again soon. After 7 more days, we will be back. Conversation Digest, WNRBLP, Wausau, your hit station for big hits.
That makes
sense. And a lot of talk that people think they don't like, but they do. Because they keep on tuning back in. And 3-1. Oh, don't forget to listen to Dr. Rent, by the way.
Yeah, that's on Thursdays. Thursdays at 5 or 6 or 5 or 5.
So, and
yeah.
Martial Law on tonight at 10.
Yeah, I forgot to play that one.
He'll rock on.
You stay listening for 10 o'clock for the Underground.
Dig a little bit deeper, because there it is. Soon!
You've just got done listening to Conversation Digest. This is the end. You can go do stuff now.
or go to the website famousashtray.com in a little bit of time to listen to again and 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 maybe one more time.